Chapter 7. The Birth of Swarnadipika. With this thought on my mind, Pastor Baba Rao of Singhnagar in Vijayawada came to my press with an idea of his own. What he said to me was, "Brother, I am thinking of starting something like a city edition newspaper, a Christian newspaper of our own." He shared his thinking with me. I told him it would not be possible for him to do it, and that he should hand the idea over to me right away. I had a press. I had experience from Visalandra, and I would start a Christian newspaper that brought together all the denominations. Without another word, he replied at once, "You do it. We will stand behind you." Without delay, within a few days, I had prepared three fitting titles and shared them with my friends. Of these, the first title, Swarnadipika, Golden Lamp, was the one they proposed. Along with it, I sent the other two titles for registration approval. The first title, Swarnadipika, was the one that was registered. With the full support of my Christian friends, I launched Swarnadipika at Suvarthavani in Vijayawada, in the presence of the elders of the state's Christian community. I was baptized on Sunday, October the 3rd, 1993. The very next day, Monday the 4th, at 4 o'clock in the evening, in the Suvarthavani Hall, a magazine was formally unveiled by the hands of leading figures serving in Christian literary work across Andhra Pradesh. Among those present were the prominent Narsapur Jeevan Jyothi publisher and writer Sri K. Wilson, the well-known poet and writer Sri Indluri Sudhakar, Sri M. Prasad of the House-to-House Gospel Organization, Sri G. R. Prakash, editor of Vedapatham, the well-known gospel singer Raja Babu, the then commercial tax commissioner, retired T. S. Vijayakumar, and leaders of local congregations from every denomination. The Suvarthavani Hall was packed to overflowing, and so Swarnadipika began to shine, resplendent within the Christian community. Within just 3 years of its launch, the magazine had carved out its own distinct place in Andhra Pradesh. From that day to this, it has continued without interruption, and it still runs to this day. In time, it went on to publish articles, stories, poems, and speeches by an ever-growing number of celebrated Christian writers, theologians, and voices of Dalit consciousness. From the day the magazine began until today, I have continued on as its publisher and chief editor. In the beginning, for 3 years, I did appoint someone else's editor. After that, I have written the editorials myself and run the magazine personally. I have always stood in the front line, using the magazine to raise spiritual and political awareness among the Christian and Dalit communities. Our magazine, Swarnadipika, which began in 1993, has now completed 20 years. In 1993, believing fully that Christ is God, that He is the light of this world, that He is the Savior of humankind, and that there is no other God besides Him, I began the ministry of Swarnadipika, a magazine carrying Christian spiritual content and news.